Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Boogie check.
And a fine tone it is too. Good evening, Boogie Checkers, and a good evening to you. Tis I, John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Well, then stop what you're doing and call 312-981-7200. Got to be on the line to be on the air for the Boogie Check of what? Yes, that's the Boogie Check of Life. Now, what exactly does that mean? Well, I'm going to tell you. It means that whatever happens in life can happen on the Boogie Check. However, I'm not going to put it there. It's up to you. 312-981-7200. Now, you know, or maybe you don't. I'm going to tell you now anyway, that every morning between 5 and 5:30, the first half hour of the Bob Surratt program, he takes the first call and gives them a prize. So I decided to, rip him off, which I'm going to do right now. So obviously that means the first caller right now, at 312-981-7200, will receive a prize. That's 312-981-7200. First caller will get a prize if they call 312-981-7200. Just have those calls pour in, and I'll just be sitting here waiting patiently to discuss what it feels like to win with one of our lovely, lucky WGN listeners. 312-981-7200. I see things are developing. Hello, Patty.
Hi, how are you, John?
I'm fine. How are you, Patty? What are you doing?
Doing well. Should I admit that I'm driving?
Well, of course. I mean,
I'm walking through my car.
Well, that's
looking for a retirement. Not mine, someone else's.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that does happen. That does happen. Talking remotely through your car is the way to go. That's what it's there for. Right.
Yep, absolutely.
I do it all the time. I do it all the time. Well, Patty, you are the first call. So you will be winning. You will be winning a desktop weather station from American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Man. Visit AmericanWeathermakers.com. Patty, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Stay on the line so that we can get the information we need to connect you with the American Weathermakers desktop weather station. 312-981-7200. And now the Boogie Check will continue on unabated at 312-981-7200 if you care to contribute to the Boogular Check of Life, because that's what we're calling it. 312-981-7200. By the way, the program will not be heard in its entirety on Monday. The Blackhawks are back. And every once in a while, there is a 30-minute gap between the end of the Blackhawks game, the post-game comments, and Raleigh James at 10. So I've got the honor, if you will, of doing a 30-minute show. And that'll be happening on Monday, so spread the word, all right? 312-981-7200, that's the telephone number if you want to get on the Boogie Check right now. John Landecker, WGN, 312-981-7200. A Thursday evening, beautiful weather, above normal temperatures, 312-981-7200. That would be the Boogie Check of Life. You know, we're saluting Evanston today. And coming up after the 8:30 news, we'll talk to Jim Mortensen, who's the owner of Comic Revolution. That's spelled C-O-M-I-X, Revolution, which is at 606 Davis Street in Evanston. And they were established in December of 2000. And The Chicago Reader describes it as a pretentious, it's pretentious in all the right ways. Sounds good to me. Is this Bob with a capital B? Bob? No.
Did I get the prize? Am I the first caller?
Surratt, what are you doing, Bob? What are you doing up at this hour?
Well, I heard that someone called you pretentious. Is that accurate? Did I get that right?
Somebody called me pretentious?
Oh, I guess you were talking about something else.
We don't use big words like that on this show.
I thought I just heard you say something about that.
Huh. Well, you know me. Sometimes I say things I don't even know I've said. You know that. I mean.
Well, listen, I had a very pithy thought for you. You ready?
Yeah, sure.
You were talking about records and vinyl and all that. And,
yeah.
I was actually listening on my phone, and so I'm thinking, you know, I have the AirPods in, and I'm thinking, this is the new transistor radio, right?
Right, right.
So, yeah, I was on a bicycle, and I'm listening, and this is the new portable radio.
Were you outdoors bicycling or stationary?
No, I can't ride on that stationary bike. My wife says that I have to be outside. I can't be on like one of those things. It's just too boring.
It is.
I need
it?
To be outside where I'm, you know, where my life is in danger because of potholes and car doors.
Because you're weaving through traffic with these ear pods in, listening to.
Well, I have it. You know, there are two settings. You know, in one setting, you can hear around you. And
oh,
so I keep it on.
Oh, that's right. Right. Yeah, I keep forgetting that. Yeah, but technology right. has. What, aren't you? Don't you start every morning? Well, you know, I've ripped you off for giving a prize to the first caller, but don't you start every morning sort of commenting on your lack of sleep?
Well, many times I do. Unfortunately, for the listeners, I do. And by the way, about ripping our show off,
yeah,
I've got my law firm working on that. Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe, they're on it. So you're going to be hearing from them.
Very good. Well, Bob, I'm looking at the clock, and I think it might be past your bedtime.
Well, it's always past my bedtime. I've just sort of given up on trying to go to sleep on time.
Would you care to promote anything that's happening tomorrow?
If I could only remember. Oh, yeah, you know what?
What?
There's a Chicago alderman who wants to do away with the residential permit parking.
Oh, yeah. Right.
It's kind of interesting. So
have you been doing it? And obviously you've been talking about the... by the way, I talked to Mayor Lightfoot earlier today, and I assured her that I have absolutely no plans to move to Arlington Heights. So
it's nice out there. There's strip malls. And
yeah, yeah.
There's a cheesecake factory out there.
God, the Cheesecake Factory. Wow. There's
You know what? Speaking
what?
Of going to exotic locations like Arlington Heights, Marianne's on the show on Fridays. And tomorrow she's got an interesting list of getaways, fall weekend getaways within a few hours of Chicago.
Sounds great.
I think
really?
That's just her way of saying to me that I should get off my butt and not sit in front of the television all weekend and do something.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I think that's part of the Constitution. I think that's like one of the amendments that we get to sit on our butts and watch TV on the weekend. Yeah.
However, I think we're one bear's loss away from not staying inside on a nice Sunday anymore. What do you think?
I'm with you on that. I have to take a break, Robert, because, you know, we have to take breaks here because they had.
You're in the Radio Hall of Fame. You don't have to do. You don't have to do that. You can just go commercial free if you want the rest of the night.
And that would be the last time you'd ever hear me on WGN. Thanks for calling, Bob. I love it,
John. One of these days we'll meet each other. Have a good night.
I hear you're a nice person. Thanks for calling. Bob Surratt on the Boogie Check of Life, everybody. How about that stuff? 312-981-7200. We got calls. Let's get him to him. Bob with the capital B. Hello.
John.
Yes.
John.
Yeah, what did I do now?
you're much like, and Bohannon had it right. You know, you're apparently you and Surratt are dating, which I guess is all right. You know, in 70 years of existence, I have learned to forgive. You called someone else Bob with a capital B a few weeks back, and I forgave you for that.
Yeah.
Because I have learned how to forgive.
Yes, I appreciate that, Bob with a capital B. I appreciate it.
But for you to mistake Surratt and give him my name.
Well, I didn't know. It just said Bob. So, you're probably the, you know, I don't remember many other Bobs calling. So I thought, well, it's got to be Bob with a capital B. Little did I suspect it was going to be Surratt. It didn't give a last name.
John, again, you and I are of a similar age.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've both made the mistake of looking over to our current person and called her by the wrong name. and then, of course, we have learned how to pedal the bicycle backwards. So, John.
I've learned my lesson, Bob with a capital B. Thanks for calling. Listen to this now. Talk to you later. At least people are now giving themselves titles. Fanatical Phil.
Yo. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Fanatical Phil.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
First of all, I got a question for you.
Sure.
You say it's Bob with a capital B.
Yes.
Well, all Bobs have a capital B, but is his capital B at the end, or is he Bob with two capital Bs?
Two capital Bs, if you really want to get to it.
Well, get it, all right. I want to clarify that.
If you want to go down that rabbit hole, yeah.
But not with Bob with a capital B. No thanks. Well, listen, pal, when callers call in, and by the way, not to be confused with the Philly Fanatic, because that's, I think, a trademark name, and I don't want to get sued, you know.
I believe it is, yes.
Well, you always tell your callers, you know, turn down your radio, because there's a delay,
said,
you know. Cause,
I haven't said that.
Well, some.
I don't, well, I mean, most, years.
Most people do.
Years ago I said it, but I come to think of it, I haven't said that in ages. I think everybody has caught up to that idea.
Well, it's perhaps, but I think you'll want to hear this on delay, so listen to this. Here. and that's how you sound in Philadelphia on the real over-the-air radio, man.
Really? No kidding.
Yeah, here you go. It's a 4x5 sound here. Yeah.
That is very cool.
I let you know. You
well,
are
thanks.
Gracing the airwaves.
Thank you, Fanatical Phil. I appreciate it.
All right, I'll send you a cheesesteak.
Let's go to Earl. Hey, Earl.
Hi, John. Good to hear you.
Yeah, good to hear you again, too, Earl. What's going on?
I listen to music once in a while, and I was listening to some Robin Trower lately. Do you remember that
Bridge of Sighs, right?
Yeah, that was really nice. I was wondering, have you listened to anything that of notoriety? I wondered too if between the records and the CDs, if you prefer the records as far as the quality goes.
Oh, absolutely! I never was into CDs that much. They did nothing for me. Really,
they sounded kind of two-dimensional to me.
Well, you know, it was the only way to go for a while. I mean, it wasn't like there was a lot of choice. Yeah, you had your albums, but they weren't available during that period of time the way they are today. When we were talking to Steve Kay at Vintage Vinyl up in Evanston, he says there's like hundreds of releases on vinyl every week. Any artist that comes out with a song these days also puts it out on vinyl, including 45 RPM records.
Yeah, I heard that. I thought that was great.
Can you still
buy like a brand new Beatle album, like the Double White album or Sergeant Pepper or anything?
Well, I'm pretty sure you can get some sort of special pressing, digitally remixed. Sure.
With 500 unheard tracks.
Yeah, if you want to pay $150,000. It is my theory that Beatle music or Beatle something will be They'll find something, some new way to do it. They'll either find an old tape or they'll remaster something, and they're going to do it about every 15 years from now until the time the Earth ends.
Coming this Christmas, the White Album in the wrong key.
Exactly. All right, Earl, I'm out of time, but I thank you for calling. Always good to talk to you, Earl.